And joining us on the phone right now, morning meteorologist down in Jackson at WLBT, Patrick Ellis. Patrick, thanks for making some time. And, so what can we expect with Hurricane Ida here in central Mississippi? You know, Kosciuszko, how far north is it expected to go and all that? What can we expect on our end?
Well, Brooke, it's going to be a long day, I think, for us across the area because the storm is now lifting northward across the state of Mississippi. And, of course, it'll be in its unraveling phase, of course, far enough away that it's not gaining any more strength, but obviously still having to spin down. So a lot of rain on the way. And not only that, gusty winds. We're talking around Kosciuszko and Carthage and up around Philadelphia. We're talking, you know, maybe 40, 50 mile per hour wind gusts, not out of the realm of possibility. And then on top of that, you've got, because you're being on the eastern side of the center of circulation, more than likely still having to deal with some tornado potential. So that's going to be something that's going to go throughout the day. It's not just going to be, you know, one fell swoop when it comes down to, you know, it comes in here for a couple of hours. It's probably going to last for the entire day and possibly for a good chunk of the evening hours as the storm works its way farther northward.
So you're saying like most of the day on Monday, it's just be prepared for, you know, all different kinds of weather, rain, wind, tornadoes, pretty much all day on Monday.
Yes, I think hopefully we're not talking about, you know, one after the other tornadoes, and hopefully we're not talking about major wind issues. But as we've been seeing over the last several hours, you know, it's been an issue, down trees, power lines, and things of that nature. So power outage is also a possibility. So that's something else that we have to kind of keep in mind. Thankfully, we have been dry enough over the last couple of weeks that, you know, we may be able to stay away from major flooding problems. But still, you know, when you're piling up 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 inches of rainfall in short order, that's going to cause some issues pretty quickly. And hopefully, again, if we don't have a lot of saturation in the ground, you know, the winds gusting upwards 40, 50 miles per hour, you know, just a general thunderstorm type of situation, but it may be pretty consistent. You know, hopefully we don't have a lot of trees and power lines coming down, but it's still a possibility as we go through the remainder of the day.
And so what do you think is the most prevalent thing or the most thing that people should be aware of during this this storm as it comes through here? Is it flooding? Is it going to be the winds? Or you said maybe a possibility of tornadoes. What's the highest likelihood that we get? You know, what's the worst that we could get?
I think the worst is probably going to be the potential for flooding. Again, we've been dry as of late, but, you know, you add 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 inches of rain, you know, in short order, a couple of hours, and all of a sudden you've got issues. Of course, we've got multiple flood warnings along local rivers across the area, you know, stretching all the way down through the Pearl River. So, you know, it's going to be one of those situations that we'll be watching the river stems, the creeks and tributaries on the rise as well, especially as we get into the next little bit. Then kind of secondary, I think the wind potential and then the possibility for those spin-up tornadoes that will come along with it. Again, being on the eastern side of this circulation is, again, not the best situation, obviously, but it's going to be one of those situations that's going to continue for a good long while. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. So throughout the morning, into the afternoon, and probably good through the early evening hours, we're probably going to be dealing with the rain, the wind, and things will be winding down slowly but surely as we go through the day. So the winds will start to calm down at least as we go gradually throughout the day, but that risk for a few spin-up tornadoes and the heavy rainfall, that's going to be the main impacts probably even into the overnight period. And then we start to finally come out of it, but still some lingering showers possible on Tuesday morning, and then things will be quieting down. Hey, I actually got a cold front on the way coming up through midweek. Actually, temperatures in the 80s and overnights in the 60s. Drier air finally filtering in here in the wake of this.
All right, Patrick Ellis, morning meteorologist down at WLBT in Jackson. He's going to be very busy the next few hours, and we know that he's on top of things. But Patrick, thanks for making some time for us.
No problem. Y'all stay safe.